Imagine joining Microsoft's Bing team with a seemingly impossible task. Build one of the world's fastest server applications using .NET, a framework many dismiss as too slow for serious work. This was Ben Watson's reality in 2008, and the result? A system handling millions of low-latency requests across thousands of machines. The conventional wisdom that managed code can't compete with native code for performance isn't just outdated, it's fundamentally wrong. The truth is, .NET makes it easy to write slow code when developers are careless, but with the right knowledge, it can deliver exceptional performance. Most bottlenecks stem from poor coding patterns rather than the framework itself. The modern JIT compiler employs sophisticated optimizations that can sometimes outperform native code, especially in memory allocation speed and fragmentation handling. Measure, measure, measure. This isn't just advice, it's the cardinal rule of high-performance .NET development. Even seasoned developers can be dangerously misled by intuition. Remember when Watson's team incorrectly blamed memory usage on a large data set, only to discover it was actually assembly loading overhead? Before collecting performance data, define precisely what you're measuring. Memory could mean private working set, commit size, heap size, or dozens of other metrics. Goals must be quantifiable, not make it fast, but working set memory usage should never exceed 1 GB during peak load of 100 queries per second. .NET's garbage collector often outperforms native alternatives through better allocation and fragmentation handling. The key rule for high-performance GC is simple: collect objects in Gen 0 or not at all. Objects should either have very short lifetimes or remain permanently in Gen 2, as collection costs increase exponentially with each generation. To optimize GC, question every object allocation's necessity. Keep object lifespans brief by allocating just before use and ensuring they go out of scope immediately after. Avoid pinning objects, which prevents movement and increases fragmentation. Implement finalizers only when essential, as they force objects to persist longer. The large object heap, LOH, requires special consideration. Objects exceeding 85,000 bytes go here, where collection is costlier and fragmentation more common. When LOH allocations are unavoidable, standardize sizes to improve memory reuse. When analyzing performance, examine percentiles rather than averages to understand degradation patterns. For statistical validity, collect 10 times more samples than your target percentile. Leverage .NET's performance tools: Visual Studio Profilers, Windows Performance Counters, ETW, and Perfview, the latter offering powerful stack analysis without installation requirements. Multi-core processors have made effective multi-threaded programming essential. The Task Parallel Library, TPL, provides an efficient thread abstraction layer, executing multiple tasks sequentially on the same thread when possible, rather than creating new threads for each operation. TPL's continuation model allows executing multiple independent continuations for a single task, chaining them precisely, or coordinating multiple tasks using continue-when-all, continue-when-any methods. The cardinal rule of concurrent programming is never wasting one resource while waiting for another. Blocking threads during I/O operations forces either thread unscheduling or wasteful spinning on synchronization objects, unnecessarily increasing thread pool size and wasting resources. The async and await keywords revolutionized asynchronous programming by enabling code that resembles traditional synchronous flow while maintaining non-blocking behavior. This syntax conceals sophisticated state machines handling asynchronous transitions. Remember that asynchronous programming propagates upward through the call stack once introduced at lower levels. Class design significantly impacts performance. Classes are heap allocated with pointer access and fixed overhead, 8 to 16 bytes, while structs have no overhead and can be stack allocated. At scale, this difference is substantial. An array of 1 million objects with 16 bytes of data requires 28 to 40 megabytes versus just 16 megabytes for structs. For structs, override equals and get hash code to avoid the expensive reflection-based value type dot equals implementation. Implement iEqualitable T with a strongly typed equals T other method to prevent boxing and casting costs. Avoid marking methods virtual unnecessarily. This prevents JIT optimizations like inlining. Similarly, mark classes as sealed by default unless inheritance is needed. Boxing value types creates memory allocation overhead, requiring garbage collection, costing CPU time, and increasing GC pressure. Standard for loops often outperform for each. With arrays, the compiler frequently converts for each into for loops automatically. However, with iEnumerable interfaces, for each becomes expensive, requiring virtual method calls, try finally blocks, and memory allocation for enumerators. The .NET framework was designed for versatility rather than raw performance. To control performance, you must understand what executes in every critical path, from memory allocation patterns to potential boxing operations. Collection types illustrate this principle perfectly. Arrays remain the performance champions with their compact, contiguous memory layout that significantly improves cache locality. Older non-generic collections like ArrList should be strictly avoided due to their inherent boxing and casting costs. String handling requires special attention because strings are immutable. Any modification creates an entirely new instance, potentially increasing garbage collection pressure. Treat strings as opaque data blobs and minimize modifications. When possible, prefer non-string representations. Use date time for dates rather than string representations. The most efficient string comparison is no comparison at all. Use enums or numeric data when possible. Exception handling comes with significant overhead. The framework must capture stack traces and maintain diagnostic information, making exceptions expensive operations that should be reserved for truly exceptional circumstances. Instead, prefer try-pattern alternatives, like int32.tryParse instead of int32.parse, to avoid the overhead of exceptions for invalid inputs. Creating high-performance software requires team-wide commitment. Start by building consensus through data-driven discussions about which areas demand immediate focus. While all code deserves quality attention, critical performance areas, customer-facing APIs, data processing pipelines, core business logic, should receive extra scrutiny. Comprehensive testing forms the foundation of confident optimization. Beyond functional tests, you need performance tests, tracking metrics across multiple dimensions. Performance test failures should block releases when they fall below established thresholds. Build tooling early to gather and analyze performance data across your entire stack, from perfmon for single machine diagnostics to custom aggregation for distributed systems. Replace reactive, complaint-driven optimization with proactive monitoring. Establish metrics that directly correlate with user experience, response times, throughput, resource utilization. Back every performance decision with concrete data, tracking charts, and business impact analysis. Implement tiered code review processes based on performance impact, with critical paths requiring detailed analysis and team reviews. The path to high-performance.NET isn't about fighting against the framework. It's about understanding how the CLR works and aligning with its expectations. Success requires comprehending runtime behaviors, from memory management to execution models. By mastering garbage collection, optimizing JIT compilation, embracing asynchronous patterns, and designing classes thoughtfully, you can build applications that are both maintainable and blazingly fast. As demonstrated by Watson's experience at Microsoft and companies like Stack Overflow serving millions with relatively few servers, .NET can deliver exceptional performance at scale. The question isn't whether .NET can deliver, it's whether you're willing to invest in understanding its full potential. Will you continue accepting the myth that managed code must be slow, or will you join the ranks of developers building systems that defy those expectations? The choice and the performance ceiling is entirely yours.